From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Texas Senator Ted Cruz wins the Kansas Republican primary, or Republican caucus, that is, by a huge margin over frontrunner Donald Trump. With 40 delegates at stake, Cruz took 51% of the vote, while Trump won 24%. Former Florida, or that is, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Ohio Governor John Kasich trailed. Campaigning in the western state of Idaho after the Kansas results began coming out, Cruz says he is seeing conservatives coming together to unite behind his campaign.
Well, listen, Donald has a delegate lead right now, although it is fewer than 100 delegates. We are within 100 delegates of Donald. We'll see what happens after today. We'll see the rest of the results, where the delegate count is. But we continue to rack up delegates.
Campaigning in Florida, Senator Marco Rubio said that Donald Trump's rhetoric does not represent the best of the Republican Party.
Conservatism has not been about anger. Conservatism has not been about appealing people to people's fears, nor has it been to build up people's frustrations. People have a right to be angry. They have a right to be afraid, and they have a right to be upset about the direction of our country. But that has never been the foundation of our movement.
Four states, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Maine, and the territory of Puerto Rico are holding Republican primaries and caucuses. Democratic voters will make their choices known in Kansas, Louisiana, and Nebraska. Exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election. But a large number of other parties, including far left and far right, also won seats. He might have to turn to his opponents to try to form a new government. This is VOA News. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says an operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Speaking in Baghdad, Brett McGurk said that the elements are being put in place to drive ISIL from the Iraqi city. McGurk cautioned, however, that the operation will be a difficult one.
I will say Mosul will be very complicated. It'll be a mix of forces, and it'll be very important to ensure it's well-planned. It's well-planned from a military perspective, it's well-planned from a humanitarian perspective, and it's well-planned from a political perspective.
The Islamic State took control of Mosul in June of 2014. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in that region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said that his country and Iran can collaborate to end conflicts and bloody fratricides. Iran's Vice President Esad Jahangiri said that Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling crises, but both sides are determined to move toward stability. Turkey is a main backer of rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iran, along with Russia, supports the Assad government. President Obama says that he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other technology hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he goes to the South by Southwest conference next week. The president said that greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for veterans to get their benefits. The president said, however, how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good.
But our founders trusted us with the keys to this system of self-government because it's the best tool we've got to settle our differences and solve our collective challenges.
South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. And thousands of mourners turned out for the funeral Saturday of murdered Honduran indigenous leader Bertha Cáceres, who fought to stop a potentially destructive dam. Her supporters chanted "Bertha lives" and called for justice as her coffin was carried from her mother's home to the church in the town of La Esperanza, northwest of Tegucigalpa. Cáceres, a Lenca Indian activist, was the winner of the 2015 Goldman Environmental Prize. Gunmen shot her to death in her home Thursday in what appears to be a targeted killing. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.